In a class action lawsuit filed Tuesday, Flores accused the NFL and three teams of systemic racism, alleging the league discriminated against him and other black coaches in its hiring practices. The NFL has responded. Let's take a look at what specifically the NFL has said in response, saying the NFL and our clubs are deeply committed to ensuring equitable employment practices. Diversity is core to everything we do, and there are few issues on which our clubs and our internal leaders team spent more time. We will defend against these claims, which are without merit. Let's bring in Patrick Risch, Washington University in St. Louis, sports business program director. He's also the founder and CEO of Sports Impacts. Patrick, there's a number of allegations here we haven't even mentioned. Specifically, he, as in Brian Flores, talks about a recent interview that he conducted with the New York Giants for the head coaching position, which he says was essentially a sham so that the team could just tick off the box that they had, in fact, interviewed a minority candidate. Number one, what's your response to these allegations, and what does it tell you about how effective or ineffective the Rooney Rule has been?
There's a lot of directions to go here, Akiko, and thanks for having me on. First of all, we have to give Coach Flores a lot of credit for having the courage to come forward and bring this lawsuit, certainly when he currently is a coaching candidate for a couple of the open coaching positions that are still out there for the NFL. So we give him considerable credit. And my hope, big picture, is that this is going to spur action. Whether or not he wins this lawsuit remains to be seen, but I hope it's going to spur action. As it relates to the Rooney Rule, if we step back, we have to say, look, the intent of the Rooney Rule was well-intended. They were trying to create greater opportunities for Black coaches, minority coaches, to be seen, to be heard, and to be in this hiring cycle. They tried to reinforce this Rooney Rule recently by requiring them not to speak with just one, but two Black assistant coaches in the process of hiring a new coach. But I understand the frustrations, and this point that you raise, Akiko, with the New York Giants in particular. Brian Flores' commentary on this is not the first time that a Black coach has been frustrated with what they felt they were just checking the box, as Brian said. And it was just because Bill Belichick made a mistake on a text message that we actually have the evidence. I think the other team that was mentioned in this allegation, the Miami Dolphins, if his claim that the owner of the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, actually essentially tried to bribe him to lose games so that the team would have a better draft position, that has even further reaching consequences that I think would be severely punished by the NFL.
Yeah, Patrick, it's Brian here. And that's pretty substantial because a lot of people were wondering why someone who was able to win 8 of the last 9 games would be dismissed. And that seems to kind of show the tension there between Flores and the owner. But I want to come back to the Rooney Rule because this is just so interesting from a legal standpoint, and I'm no lawyer, but what's interesting is that beyond just the effectiveness of the Rooney Rule and actually improving diversity in the NFL, which everyone says is much needed, I guess would this lawsuit even have any merit if it weren't for the fact that the Rooney Rule existed? Because if anything, that codifies the ability of a person to then bring this to a court and say, look, it's written right here, you have to comply with this, and you might have on paper complied with it, but you're not really doing the spirit of it. Doesn't that actually maybe reinforce the need for further codification and further rulemaking for these types of things?
Well, Brian, I think, first of all, if the NFL wants to enforce the Rooney Rule going forward, they need to swiftly and severely penalize the teams that are just checking the box and not giving some of these minority candidates a real shot. And that penalty could be loss of draft picks, serious fines, or in an extreme case, preventing an owner to be affiliated with the team and their team facilities for a year, as happened a few years ago in a different case with respect to the Indianapolis Colts. So there are ways that the league, if they want to be strong-armed about this, they can do something. But to your question, Brian, I think that if the evidence existed, certainly it helps to have the Rooney Rule there in terms of its impact in the court. But I think if there's discrimination, whether there is a Rooney Rule or not. So, but at any rate, again, what's very fascinating about this whole analysis, and since this went down yesterday, I started looking at the data. So interestingly enough, though there is only currently one Black coach out of the 27 teams that currently have a coach. There's still five teams that are looking for a coach. Did you know that if we expand the search to all coaches, assistant coaches, as well as head coaches, the assistant coaches, 36% of those coaches are Black. And on the defensive side of the ball, you actually have 40% of your defensive coordinators are Black and 52% of your defensive assistants. So it isn't so much a pipeline issue on one side of the ball, but this is a league that is now becoming more offensive. The two coaches featured in this year's Super Bowl, you know, were kind of marketed as these wonder kids, offensive geniuses, but there are fewer Black coaches on the offensive side of the ball. So that's where the pipeline really needs to improve because of the direction that the sport is going.
You know, Patrick, we're talking about the NFL today, but I wonder if this speaks to something larger, because in terms of the Rooney Rule and the requirements, I mean, we've sort of seen something similar in corporate America too, right? Where there are requirements, for example, of diversity on the board. California is one state that has made that a requirement. In many ways, the criticism has been that if you make that a requirement without executives, owners really grasping the problem at hand, it doesn't move the ball in terms of the understanding for the need for diversity. It's just another box that's ticked. I mean, do you see other solutions, other discussions that could come from this specific lawsuit that could maybe actually move the needle in a tangible way?
So there's two responses, Akiko, to your question. First of all, is I do think that just simply because of the sheer visibility and popularity of the National Football League, it has become America's national pastime. It is a multi-billion-dollar industry. There's no question that the high-profile nature of this Brian Flores lawsuit is going to be an eye-opener, not just within the NFL, not just within professional sports, but across all of human resource decision-making in America. There are going to be companies and leaders that need to recognize and be aware of this. So that's the first thing. But in terms of an actionable, what else can we do? I think that having rules like this and getting people into the hiring, the interview pipeline, that is, first of all, a necessary step. But as you suggested or alluded to, it isn't necessarily getting us across the finish line to getting a higher representation of Black coaches in football or better minority hiring in the general public. But what is the answer? That is such a difficult question. Are we now going to mandate a certain percentage of people from different ethnicities in certain roles? I don't know where or how you can do that legally. And that's where I, like many, are frustrated with how to move forward.
And lastly here, I want to ask about just kind of the broad NFL here. We know that this season has indeed gotten a lot of viewership towards the end because of those big games during the divisional round. And we know that the numbers have been pretty good compared to past seasons, which have slumped a little bit. Do you think that this controversy, which really extends to multiple fronts here and really extends to a management problem at the highest level for some of these clubs, does this damage the NFL, especially with the Denver Broncos possibly becoming a huge blockbuster sale if there is someone that wants to take that up?
You know, for better or for worse, and I don't know what this says about us as a society, but at the end of the day, while I think most of us will want to see greater equity in hiring, it isn't necessarily going to determine whether we turn that Super Bowl on in 2 weeks. I think most people are still watching the Super Bowl regardless of this particular topic. Again, doesn't mean that many of us and most of us, I hope, would want to see greater equity and diversity in hiring, not just in the NFL, but across the board. But that's not going to stop us necessarily from watching the games on Sunday or certainly the Super Bowl in a few weeks.
All right. Patrick Risch, Washington University in St. Louis, sports business program director and sports impact founder and CEO. I feel like the story is far from over, so we'll definitely have to have you on as we get more updates. Thanks again.